He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. It is Wednesday, May 6th, and today I finished up the Texans draft with the past segments with an interview with defensive coordinator Frank Bush. Now, of course, it's been a little time since the draft, and that has given Bush some time to reflect on his draft class. You know, the Texans drafted 5 defensive players, so he's got a lot to work with. And he's actually spent his time since the draft devising schemes with how to use these guys. Well, I'll let him tell you what he thinks he's going to do. Here's our final draft pass segment with defensive coordinator Frank Bush.
We've had a little bit of time to reflect about this draft, and, you know, you got 5 players. You got a lot in front of you now. Now you and the coaches are locked away in meetings, figuring out how you're going to use these players next season. You know, as you get ready for OTAs, what do you think about this group and the versatility that they bring?
First of all, we're excited about all the kids that we did draft. You know, we've got some really good players that really going to come in and be an integral part of what we do. I'm excited about the kids. So, you know, Pittman brings a lot of passion. You know, he's a guy that has a lot of experience. He played, you know, at SC for quite a number of years. He's been a starter for over 3 years there. And, he can play all 3 positions. He's a smart kid. You know, he's a very tough kid. He loves to play the game. He runs around, knocks the crap out of people. You know, we like that part about him. And, you know, he's very versatile, so we're excited about him. The Barwin kid, he's got quote-unquote freakish athletic ability. He's a big kid that's extremely fast. He's extremely agile. He's extremely mobile and all of the above. And, you know, we see that kid coming in really helping us in the passing game. He can rush the passer because he has such tremendous speed. And we can do some things with Antonio and Mario that's going to, you know, create some different packages for us and allow us to be a little bit unorthodox, and people won't be able to get a beat on us all the time. So we're excited about, you know, what he brings to the table.
So Cushing, you said before, will primarily be vying for a spot on the strong side. And that's where you see him going, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he's a kid, you know, a big, strong kid that, we like what he brings. And, you know, if we can get him to, compete and be a guy for us on the strong side, you know, just his physical stature, you know, and the way he plays the game can allow us to do some things with D'Amico and Zach Dowles and those guys. And if we can get that combination of guys on the field, we're excited about it.
Now, with Connor Barwin, you mentioned before, you can get pretty creative with your packages there, move Antonio Smith inside, maybe even see Connor Barwin coming in some sort of zone dog blitz scheme. Is that something that you could do?
Oh, absolutely, because he is such a good athlete. You know, there are things we can do with him as far as, you know, dropping him out. You know, he played tight end, so he's got good hands. But we can drop him into coverage or create packages where we send him from different angles and different situations, and even Antonio knows how to drop. So, you know, we can create scenarios that people aren't expecting.
So is that what you and the coaches are doing right now, trying to figure out all these scenarios?
Yeah, we are. You know, we're trying to figure out a lot of different scenarios, but keeping in mind that we got to be fundamentally sound. So that's what takes us so long in those meetings.
All right, well, I'm going to dive into some fan questions, Coach. First one is, one fan says, Gary Kubiak mentioned that you will be keeping 6 linebackers on the 53-man roster. Is that what you have in mind? Are you thinking about that right now?
That's part of how your makeup of your team and the makeup of your defense. But, you know, I think Gary, you know, understands that we're going to keep good players. So if there happen to be 7, then we'll just keep 7 because we try to keep good players. You try to stockpile as many good players as you can. And, you know, guys that are versatile, that can do more than one thing, you know, those guys are valuable. So we'll try to keep good players.
All right. Well, keeping in line with that, another fan wants to know more about linebackers. He says, what are your plans for Zach Dallas right now? He played on the strong side last season. Would he move to weak side? Is he someone you can see moving to another side?
You know, Zach is an integral part of what we're going to do. You know, we love the way he played football last year. Unfortunately, you know, he got injured, but we were really excited about the progress he was making. And we're excited about where he is right now. You know, of course, he's going to have to compete with Brian Cushing and compete with Xavier Adibi, but we do see him in the plans. We see us moving him around and doing some different things with him. We're excited about where he is, and, you know, hopefully he can come back and contribute big time.
Now, Cato June's a player who the Texans signed during free agency, and he's someone who can play both spots as well. Is there a side that you see him on, or, you know, are you waiting to see him actually play?
Well, we're going to start him out on the unquote, weak side or the other side, because there's no weak side, actually. But we're going to start him out there, and we are excited. He's a kid that's played, you know, for a championship team. He's been a Pro Bowler. You know, he brings a certain veteran savvy, a certain veteran kind of quality that is going to be good to couple him with D'Amico and help this team move forward as far as leadership is concerned. So we're excited about him. He's a playmaker. He's a guy who can run around and hit people. So we're excited.
All right. Well, another fan wants to know, does drafting two cornerbacks change things for Antoine Bolden? And how do you see these new two corners fitting into your defensive scheme?
Well, it really doesn't change anything for Antoine. We just want that kid to get healthy. You know, he's a kid that we're really excited about. A big kid that runs, he's physical, and he was a heck of a special teams player. And then, unfortunately, he got injured. By drafting those two kids, it gives him a chance to really get himself well. You know, we don't have to push him back too early. And also, when he comes back, there's some competition there, so it makes him a better football player. So we're still excited about him. You know, hopefully all that stuff works out so he comes back. Now, with those two kids, you know, we just saw quality football players. We saw some kids, the Bryce kid with tremendous speed. You know, he's a kid that can really, really run. And then the Quentin Glover kid, he is a kid that, you know, a very versatile athlete. He can play inside, he can play outside, he can play the nickel. He showed toughness on tape. So, you know, we're just excited about what those two kids bring to the table. He's really going to up the competition in the secondary.
Well, another fan wants to know, did Tim Bowman look like a budding star last year in stretches? Does drafting Connor Barwin change things for Tim Bowman?
Tim is a budding star. But I don't think it changes anything. I think it enhances what we do. You know, Tim's such a kid that plays with such a tremendous motor that, you know, you always need those type on your football team. And hopefully Connor can buy into some of the stuff Tim is selling, and he can play with that same tempo. You know, we like Timmy. We like the things he brings to the football team as well as the defense. And with his attitude and the way he goes about it, you know, we're excited about where he is right now.
All right, well, this fan wants to know, can you teach our defensive tackles this year to stop the run better technique-wise? Is there something that you're going to be changing technique-wise with them, or is it going to go into the scheme?
A little bit of both. You know, we've changed the scheme a little bit in the sense that those guys are going to attack more. And by doing so, those kids will be able to attack the line of scrimmage and hopefully knock guards and tackles and centers back a little bit. You know, and if we do get more penetration and knock guys back, you know, maybe we reset the line of scrimmage, knock the line of scrimmage back, and therefore stop the running game a little bit better. Scheme-wise, we'll do some things where we got more guys in the box, you know, bring them from different angles and keep people guessing a little bit more. Therefore, they can't just get a beat on us and, you know, target us and block us a certain way. But up front, we're going to attack more so those kids can, you know, get off the ball and reset the line of scrimmage, and that'll help in the running game.
All right. One last question, then you get off the hot seat. This fan wants to know, since you've talked a lot about this new penetrating defense that you want to have, are you also out to get new swagger for this team? Is this defense all about swagger?
You know what? That's the catchphrase these days, swagger, having a swagger. You know, I think what it is more than anything, it's just, you know, having the kids that play with a lot of passion. I think the swagger will come from the locker room. I think those kids, they'll create that for themselves. But I think if we can just play with a little bit more violent attitude, you know, fly around, have some fun, hitting people, and, enjoying playing football, I think if we can do that, you know, the swagger will come. And there's nothing wrong with having a little bit of swagger.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
As always, thanks for listening. Be back on Thursday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
Football time in Houston. Yeah.